that you might be saved. Repent and seek Jesus before it is too late.
The sermon.
When it's too late.
Take one step to Jesus. I tell you, people are taking all kind of steps, every which way, but toward Jesus today. You got to take that step to Jesus in order to be saved. You got to take that step to Jesus in order to have everlasting life. Hear the sermon for you. Take one step to Jesus.
Jesus today. That's all you need to do. Just repent. Turn from sinful ways and take that one step to Jesus. And I guarantee you, He will change your life forever. Take that step today.
But it's not the same way.
Same way.
Tell you what I mean in a minute. Take one step to Jesus. We got an information highway today.
Yes.
And all of this information is not good for you and I, and not good for our children.
Right.
You got folks out there lying, setting bad examples.
Yes.
And our children are obeying and looking at this. I was observing the young kid sitting right here. And my brother Franklin was playing the guitar. And they were sitting there mocking what he was doing with their hands. Raise up a child and away she goes. When he gets old, he will not depart from it. I observed a young child back there as she stood in the aisle with the usher. And the usher was moving her feet in a holy dance. And the child looked down at her feet and started doing the same thing. Hey! Raise them up. Are we telling our children about the Lord? Take one step to Jesus. The earthly program have too many steps. And ain't got no strength to help nobody. A program that is designed for the wrong reason. A money program. But you got to reach out to God's children. The way God has taught you to reach out to them. These programs are supposed to help the cocaine abuser. They're supposed to help the drug addict. They're supposed to help those that are downtrodden. But they'll have no solution to cure a moral or immoral problem. See, these are moral problems. And they're moral issues. And it takes a moral God to solve a moral problem. Yes. Take one step to Jesus. Our children are gone wayward today. They're gone wayward because mothers and fathers are not sharing the good news about Jesus in their household. I know the results of this because if you raise a child up, you don't have to go to the grave early. If you raise them up right, you don't have to go to that cemetery. If you raise them up in the admonition of the Lord, you don't have to go to that jailhouse and put your house on hold to bring one of your children out of the depth of trouble. If you tell them about Jesus, they will straighten up and walk right when they take that step to Jesus. We got mothers and fathers that are afraid of their own children today. Huh? They won't tell them about the Lord. And they are really hurting that child. And the average one that don't tell them about the Lord, you probably see them in church. Won't tell them about Jesus. The Bible said, repent. Turn from your wicked ways. You must be born again. But labor. If you take one step to Jesus, He's able to save to the utmost. He's able to take you through trials and tribulations. He's able, my, the sin that we see today is brought on by two reasons. One reason is you are 50% of the problem. And the other reason is the devil is going to help you stay and see. Yes. You see, the devil can't control you outside of your will. If you got some mess going on in your life, the lust of the flesh, which is brought on by Satan, you got to agree with him to go in your mess. He can't take you against your will, but if you agree to go in, he'll take you in. You see, God didn't raise no robots. Gave us a free will to keep ourselves out of trouble. The devil is part of what's going on around us. We see our children killing each other and murdering each other, going in homes and killing families today. They have gone astray and they have left their first love. I'm talking about the word of God. It ain't vanished now. It's still right. It's still righteous. And we need that word to prevent all this trouble that we're in. When you walk away from the word, you walk in trouble. God's trying to save you and keep you out of trouble. But you say, forget God. I'm going my own way. I'm going to do my thing. And when you do that, in hell you lift up your eyes because of sin. The Bible says sin and the wages of sin lead to death. Hallelujah. One step. Taking one step to Jesus. Yeah. Sin is on the rampant. Sometimes we don't listen to the Lord. And sometimes trouble will get in our way and we don't know who to turn to. The flesh, lust of the flesh. Here in James 1 and 14. Yes. And we got a few ways that we can learn to pick up things. One is the ear gate. One is the eye gate. One is the mouth gate. And I tell you today, whatever we are sowing and planting, whatever we are saying and doing, God holds us responsible. I don't care if you're saved or lost, God holds us responsible for our actions. I got through telling you just a few minutes ago that this young man was playing his guitar. Somebody saw that and began to do it. The eye gate picked up on some stuff. Whether it's good or bad, the Bible says good gifts, all good gifts come from above. Teach the children to glorify the Lord. Now do that holy thing. Yeah! Yeah! I'm about finished. Jesus said in James, First James chapter 1, verse 13, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt he any man. God don't go around tempting us to go into sin, but we are tempted of our own self. And the devil just join us and help us carry it out.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. And yes, James 1:14. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away. Drawn away from what, Brother Moore? Drawn away from the arm of the Lord. When he's drawn away, he's out there on his own lust, and he's enticed by the sins of the world. And verse number 15 says, then when lust comes, when lust have conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Yeah! You can set up, and somebody might say, Brother Moore, I ain't never sinned in my life. But the Bible tells me right there, just in your mind, in your flesh, by your lust, you already sinned, you already did it. Every man is tempted to a certain degree. That's why we have to always ask God for forgiveness for sin of omission and sin of commission. she got to have the Lord on a daily basis. Father, Father, forgive me, like Jesus said to the thief on the cross. Father, Father, forgive me, oh, wreck like me. And I heard the Lord say, if you ask for forgiveness and you repent, I'll take that sin, throw it into the sea of forgiveness to remember it no more.
You brought me over the rugged hill.
The Bible said in John 3:16 that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth in him shall not perish. My friend, if you believe that, today was your day of eternal salvation. Thank God for it and go in peace. God bless you.
I'm gonna take it up. All you have to do is believe him into your life. You have to make that step. Mighty clouds of joy, I made a step to Jesus. Have you ever asked the Lord to order your steps in His Word? Here you are again singing, order my steps in your Word. Jesus.